Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. I'm glad we didn't get the, 4 to 6 inches of snow that everybody said we were going to get in the snow about. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. I always kept reading online, like, snowpocalypse is coming to the east side. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be crazy. Everyone hunker down. So you're in Munner. Did you hunker down?
No. When I woke up this morning and I'm getting ready for to go, I'm getting dressed, I'm grabbing all my stuff, and I head out the door and I get to the garage and I think to myself, and I didn't look out any of the windows, I think, what is going to be on the other side of that garage door? So I hit the garage door. It opens up. Maybe a trace. Maybe is a trace of snow. There's snow on the grass, but it's also 38 degrees, 37 degrees outside. Did anybody get anything?
We got snow too. Okay. And I, unlike you, forgot when I opened my garage door and then pulled out into my driveway and was stunned by the amount of snow because it was, in the driveway, on the grass. And then I'm telling you what, driving in, I said this to you off the air, I drove through about 3 or 4 different hailstorms coming down on 480 the whole way in. Because I take 480 now because 90 is done for like 6 years. It was terrible. I couldn't believe it.
So that is what's going on weather-wise today. Good morning to you, EMC's early morning crew. We appreciate you listening. We have a message from Don that I want to get to.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And then I also want to get to a message from Pam Potts, because I 100% agree with her. And I'm still...
I was hoping you didn't see that
one. I'm still lost. I am lost. You can always reach out to us, 216-343-1021, or shoot us a DM. If you've never followed the show, if you've never followed the station, you can certainly do that. It's Star 102 Cleveland, and also Jen and Tim Show DM. Trust us. I'm not calling anybody either. DM's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of DMs. What do I have, over under 15 minutes on the phone a year?
Correct. That's fair.
The only person that talks on the phone less is producer Stevie.
Yes, that is correct.
I bet it's under 30 minutes a year.
You're on the phone 30 minutes a year?
Yes.
That's fair. I can't argue that.
60 minutes a year?
I mean, it's not very long. Unless you and I have to have some type of phone call about work, that's probably
it. And I will shoot that to voicemail until you call back, because then I know it's real.
That is correct.
What does she want?
I haven't called you in a long time. I'll have to test that out soon, see if you shoot me a voicemail.
I won't, because I know I won't push the button to shoot you to voicemail. I will let it ring and stare at the phone.
Yeah.
And then I think, is she okay? If not, she'll leave a message or text or call. If I then get a secondary
call
reaching
right
out.
Away.
Then I know something's needed.
I feel like I call you so rarely that you do answer if I call you. Like if I do a double call, you know that you have to.
Don, he said, sorry, buddy. There's nothing to cheer about today.
No.
Another back. to back, to back, to back losses. He said Patriots may be the new team again. And I just replied, like, the Browns, that was just, I understand. Don, I get it. I get it. It's still my team. I can't. What do you start doing? Just rooting for somebody else just because? I mean.
Well, no, you can't do that.
No!
Can you have like a secondary team? Like, oh, Browns are my number one.
I do. It's Ohio State. I'm now Ohio State guy that did not go to Ohio State. And I just jumped on the bandwagon. And then also Menner. I watched Menner on Friday. They moved on. So I watched Menner on Friday. And then I watch Ohio State on Saturday. And then Sunday, I drink. No, I'm kidding. I don't. I probably should. 4 hours. Pam Potts. Pam, I hear you. I miss it too. That's next. I almost feel like you should read this because you hate it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Pam Potts,
thank you for the DM, Jen and Tim Show, specifically on Facebook or on Instagram or on X. Give us a follow. Give us a like.
I was just stunned to read it. I was stunned when we get a message like this. But Pam, we love you and thank you so much for sending the message. I don't know if she was drinking when she sent this or what. You have to bring back Dead Guy in an Envelope. My days are all a mess. Please. Like, she really misses it.
Mine too.
I'm kidding, Pam. I don't think you were drinking.
She's been listening forever. Yes. She's great. She retired a couple of years ago. We know the whole Pam Potts story because we are like a Star 102 family. We are. Jen and Tim Show family here. So.
So what is that? How does that make you feel, Tim?
It's sad. This last week has stunk.
It stunk because we haven't played Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Yes.
Really?
EMCs, agree, disagree. How are you feel? At the very least, your timing, you knew it was there. You're ready to wake up. I mean.
You feel like like your security blanket in the morning.
I have
216-343-1021. Do you miss it or no? I just want to take a couple of calls. I bet they all say that they miss it. Every single call will say that they miss Dead Guy in an Envelope. And they miss that. They wanted to rip it, even if they hate the game. They still want it to come back, and I agree with you.
People that don't miss it aren't going to take the time to call.
Okay, DM. That's fine. Jen
and
Tim Show.
That. Yes.
Star 102. Mm-hmm. We will read the DMs. We will take your phone calls. Miss it or no? I miss that little bugger.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that.
There's a little envelope sitting in your studio.
Ew.
It's a little different.
What are you doing? Are we supposed to do just talk? I don't like that. Pam has struck a nerve. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We're getting DMs about this. Liz says, miss it. It sets my pace in the morning. I know if I'm on time or running late, if I'm leaving the house before or after the segment.
Exactly. We're talking about Dead Guy in an Envelope that we started the game January of last year. We just ended, not we, you, listeners, best listeners ever, ended the third round last week and end of the week before.
Yes, end of the week before. Jenny says.
That was on Halloween.
That's right. It happened on Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't miss Dead Guy in an Envelope, but I really do miss the bickering it caused between you.
Yeah.
It does cause a bicker, like most things.
I was going to say, wait for 6:47:10. 7:47. Yeah, okay.
Full morning. Norma says, I agree with Pam. I want Dead Guy back. I mean,
I'm like a proud papa.
Yeah, I know, because you love it.
All right, phone time. Dead Guy in an Envelope, do you miss it?
Good morning. Yes, I do a lot.
I also miss it a lot. It makes my morning, and it's something we bond over.
Yeah.
Thank you. Star 102, good morning. Do you miss Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Heck no.
Can't hear you. Star 102, good morning. Do you miss Dead Guy in an Envelope?
I want her.
Absolutely, I miss it.
Absolutely. Star 102, good morning. Do you miss Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Yes, I do. Please bring it back.
Everybody that has called this morning, except the one that I lost. I don't know what happened to her
cell
phone.
Don't say you lost.
Has said that they missed Dead Guy in an Envelope,
you
Jen.
You hung up on the one woman that called and said she doesn't like it.
Something happened. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show with something we do every single weekday around this time. It is time for Stevie on the socials.
Last week, we briefly talked about the barista at Starbucks, the cute little bear-shaped cup that everyone was trying to get. It came out with their holiday menu, but it's still going crazy online. There's been a lot of updates to this situation. Starbucks made a statement. It's a whole thing. The internet's a mess over this cup.
It is 100% a mess. And quit trying to offer me dupes.
Oh, they're the weirdest dupes, too.
They are bizarre. At least give me some credit to make me think it's the real one.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Last week, we talked about the barista at Starbucks. If you're not familiar, it's a cute bear-shaped cup that they release with their holiday menu in limited quantities. Well, since last week when it released, the internet is still going crazy over this. And Starbucks has responded to the controversy. They said, quote, "The excitement for our merchandise exceeded even our biggest expectations, despite shipping more barista cups to coffee houses than almost any other merchandise item this holiday season. The barista cup and some other items sold out fast." And they also said that they understand many customers were excited about the cup and apologized for the disappointment this may have caused. Now, the barista itself was $30 at retail, and it holds 20 ounces. It's now being listed on eBay as much as $500. This cup's going viral, and customers are talking about what happened the day of. There's been people talking about how there was fights, like they were throwing the cups at each other.
What?
Yeah, some woman threw the cup at another woman.
The bear?
Yeah, the bear. It's glass.
Be careful.
Yeah, they did not care. In another video, a group of Starbucks customers can be seen fighting over it, and then they said that they tried to reserve the cup, so that's why they were fighting. They were like, "I reserved it," and they're like, "There was no reservations." And then a woman and her mother said they stayed up overnight to line up outside their local Starbucks at 4 a.m. and claimed that the store's employees literally snatched the bear cup in front of their eyes. Another customer said they waited since 2 a.m. in the cold for the cup and claimed that a Starbucks employee purchased the one and only at their location. Starbucks said that they fully supplied these bears. Some stores only got one, though. So now there's people making dupes. But some people are saying, be careful because it's a scam. It could be a scam. They're not real. There's no way they have them yet. They look identical just without the Starbucks logo. And then Walmart had a version. So people are going for that.
Walmart already has a version.
They still do. I was just at Walmart.
I think it was like before that.
Yep.
But like those are now catching on. So those are starting to sell out quick. And then people are making their own with a honey jar from home, which I thought was a good idea until I saw it. They just look a little off, but
they do.
It's an option.
There were actually, I feel like, some hilarious videos of people using honey jars to pour their Starbucks in. Stevie, I have a question about the people that are waiting in line and getting these barista cups. Mm. I just made the assumption last week, and now maybe you know. Is it kids that want that? It's adults, right?
Well, let's get to that next, because it is a variety and probably not the answer that you're thinking of. If you know about this, you know. Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. What are we talking about this morning?
The barista, the bear shaped cup that was released with the holiday menu that was impossible to get.
And I was wondering, who wants them? Is it adults? Is it kids? Because I question if, like, say, a teenager wants it, is a mom or dad going to go on eBay and pay, like, their Christmas money because they know that it's what their kid wants, like, $300-$500 to get that for them?
I would hope not, too. Everyone I've seen waiting and trying to get this cup is adult.
It's an adult!
Yes.
And why are they getting it? Why do they want one?
Because everyone else wants one.
Or to flip.
To sell it.
Go to these stores to get it, to post it for, like you said, if it's a $30. And by the way, if you happen to see one or get one, that is like a unicorn. We have not talked to anybody. You can just DM us. That's fine.
I know someone that got one.
Do you?
Yeah, she got in line at 4 a.m. and she got one. I went to college with her.
Oh, that's right. Is it everything she dreamed of? Did you ask her?
You know, I bet now she might have wishes she didn't use it.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Just put gently used. You sell it for $100.
She wanted it. So she's gonna keep it, and that's what I like. I don't want people to resell it. It annoys.
That's the way it should be. It is annoying when they do that. Like you said, so it is a kid that wants it. It is a cup, and people do this. They will grab as many as they can. That's why you have to limit these things and do everything else because they want to flip it. And I understand. Do you know which location?
It was somewhere in Akron area.
It was Akron area. Okay. Oh my goodness. So we do have somebody. If anybody else has, I'm curious. Also. Should we talk about the $5 dupe at Target?
The dupe-ish. Yes. Yeah.
Dupe-ish.
It's. Hey, $5. It's only $5. That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. $5 dupe of the Starbucks
barista
cup. Thank you.
Where did you see it?
Target. And this, we got a DM is a great reminder. I saw it at Target. Kimberly, thank you for the reminder. 13-ounce gingerbread tumbler is $5 at Target. Not the same thing, but
when you saw it, did you think, "Oh, that's cute"? Are you just happen to remember you saw it? Like, was it in your hands and you're thinking, "Oh, I need this"?
No, I thought it was cute, but I did not. I looked at the Starbucks on the way in from Target to see if they had the real barista, even though I know there was no chance of that or the keychain or anything else. And then I saw those on the shelf, kind of going to when I was shopping with my 10-year-old, and I saw them there. There's probably five or six of them, and I thought, "That's a For $5, it's a decent.
It's more of a kid's one, though.
It is.
Yeah, well, 13-ounce compared to 20-ounce. It's a big difference. And you said you saw no keychains either. Wonder if those sold out everywhere.
The shelves were barren except for a couple of tumblers. And that was the, you know, they have the smaller location inside of Target.
So. Yes. Ugh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happened this past weekend. It was in Los Angeles. And there were a bunch of inductees. We're going to touch on two, like our Star 102 artists, the ones that I think you'll care about the most, which were Cyndi Lauper and Salt-N-Pepa. We got to tell you who inducted them. What I think it is worth talking about. What Chapel Roan wore to induct Cyndi Lauper, because it was like a tribute to her artistry. I mean, it was just, it was so well done. So we want to cover that.
For it being in LA.
Yeah. I mean, when it's in Cleveland.
I mean, if it was here.
It'd be way better. Way better.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city. All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's what we're talking about on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So it happened in Los Angeles this past Saturday night. A couple of the artists we want to talk about their performances. Salt-N-Pepa was inducted on Saturday night, and this is so cool. Missy Elliott was the one who came up. There's always, you know, another artist that talks about who the artist that's being inducted talks about how they inspired her, and her speech was just unbelievable. She looked amazing. And then Salt-N-Pepa comes out. They perform and they did a whole medley of their hits. They opened with Shoop. They brought out En Vogue to perform What a Man.
And of course,
I turned my microphone off. Sorry about that. I pushed the button on the counter. And of course, they ended it all with Push It. And they brought out those red leather jackets that they wore when they used to perform that back in the day. Spinderella, part of the band, became the first female DJ that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's also touch on Cyndi Lauper, because obviously a huge Star 102 artist. We love Cyndi Lauper, and Chapel Roan was the one to induct her. She did a great job. The thing you need to note about Chapel Roan, who's a very young artist now, probably like Cyndi Lauper was back in the 80s, kind of with that eclectic style. Her outfit was so cool. She wore a skirt made of newspaper strips. And if you don't know the history of this, this is a tribute to Cyndi Lauper and her True Colors video way back in, I don't know if it was late 80s or early 90s.
We'll have to search it up.
I would say late 80s, but it looked great. And she had this big, beautiful, ornate headpiece. And then, of course, Cyndi Lauper performed Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Isn't it so funny how songs like that evolve over the years? Because it's such a bop. Everybody loves it. It's iconic. And back in the day, it was so upbeat and fun. And, you know, you hear it when you're out and about and everyone goes nuts.
It's an anthem. It still is.
It's such a great song. It's just a gentler version, I feel like, as she performed it on Saturday night. Isn't it?
It is.
Like, as the artists get older, the songs get gentler.
They do.
But
and not
I mean,
that one in particular, but especially if they have a high register to sing, it becomes a little bit lower. I mean, it's you're singing, you're in your, you know, 50s, 60s, whatever it is. But
it's
that
always
was great.
Fun
Absolutely.
To watch those.
Absolutely. Everybody did a great job.
If you're planning to fly for the holidays, you might need the backup plane. Maybe not walk.
Uber, rent a car.
Maybe drive.
Take the good time 3.
All right, let's
bus.
We will get to
There's a trolley on Facebook Marketplace. You might want to buy that.
Is there?
I don't know.
Is there a trolley?
The dumbest things pop up. I could do an entire break of Facebook.
You would know.
Okay. They're asking 14 grand and it's green.
A trolley?
Oh, yeah.
Are you buying
you imagine
a trolley?
I leave Metter and I show up in Westlake on a trolley? Hey, Nate, come on. Let's get in this
Stop.
Thing.
Stop. I would die.
Those Christmas music. I pick up Rick Grain
because
when I'm out
he's
there.
Gonna move on from his golf cart to a trolley.
That'd be amazing. Park that trolley.
Why?
You better
do
have
you
a permit for that.
Because there is a trolley.
The dumbest
Facebook
things
market.
Pop up because I have looked at and purchased the dumbest things on Facebook Marketplace.
I need to look at that more. Right. I never look at Facebook Marketplace. So okay, good to know. There's a trolley. Anyway, if you want to buy that and take that, you can do that. We'll tell you what they're saying coming up in 60 seconds.
Split it with you.
It's 34 degrees in North Royalton. Today's Star City, here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. Two Cleveland Guardians pitchers facing federal charges in a sports betting scandal. Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted in Brooklyn, accused of working with gamblers to throw specific pitches for profit. Browns lost another
game. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. So they lost to the Jets. But Baltimore comes to town for another game this weekend. 4:25 game, Huntington Bank Field Sunday.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock? It's 4:25?
It is, Tim.
Huh.
What, does that change it? Change your thought of it?
No, they're usually 1 o'clock games. Are they going to flex that back to 1 o'clock? It's 4:25 now? Wow, all right. All I know is the tickets are inexpensive, and I am very afraid that it's going to be all Ravens fans there.
Are you
going
to go?
Absolutely not.
Okay. AAA saying travelers should plan ahead as the government shutdown continues to affect air travel. Flight cuts are happening. Even if your airport not directly affected, connections could be. Have a backup plan, maybe even driving, and get to the airport early. We've got a community crisis. Tim, we've got a community crisis.
Is there any better read or drama than on fill in the blank of the city? It doesn't matter. The community boards.
And it's the post is always something, right? There's the post. It's someone asking a question, curious about something in their community. It's the responses that are, well, one, there's mean ones. Two, there's helpful ones. Three, then there's people yelling at the mean people. And then four, there will be comments that are just completely unrelated. Like what? Like, why are you even saying that here?
I understand why Jennifer Lawrence created a fake account to interact.
Yes.
See, I understand something like that. I feel like on the community pages, these are real people and not dupe accounts that are just letting it fly. Like, we see your name and where we're like, you 0% care. That has to be it. I don't care. I'm going to let it fly about this particular topic or subject. And sometimes you know the people. You're like, why would you do that?
Yes.
You don't care. Why do you care that much about it?
And sometimes people post anonymous. Other times they post, and these particular ones have names on them. This has to do with snow, by the way, which
we
got our first today. But again, it to me hilarious when people respond to the initial post with just a statement just about something in kind of the realm of what they're asking.
But something you either should do or shouldn't do.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. With the snow.
Community crisis is next. The community crisis on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Today's community crisis comes from Westlake, Ohio. And here is the crisis. Does Westlake require homeowners to shovel sidewalks? Very relevant on a day like today. I'm not going to read any of the names of the comments. And let's start with this. One of the first comments says, whether the city requires it or not, a little neighborly courtesy goes a long way.
Okay.
Clear sidewalks are like open invitations to stroll, to chat, to wave at the mail carrier without slipping. Snow left untouched is just winter's way of testing our kindness. Grab a shovel, share a smile, and make Westlake walkable.
Whatever novel that person is writing, I would read. That is lovely. Is that ChatGPT?
I don't know, but it is
very nice. It's freezing out. I don't know about the stroll, but maybe with the pets.
Yes.
I think that does make sense.
It was a nice, gentle
response.
That's
a very nice response.
I thought that was lovely. Then another person says, a lot of people don't do it because if you shovel and someone falls, they can sue you. But if you leave it and they fall, they can't sue.
I would love to know if that's true because everybody has told me that and
really?
I do not believe that.
You're saying if you don't touch your sidewalk and leave it snowy, that you're not responsible? But if you do shovel it, then you are responsible?
If you shovel, I would love a ruling on that because that's what I have heard. And I take care of the sidewalk. I take care of the driveway. But is there validity to that? If I shovel, if I'm snow blowing the sidewalk, and then it inherently it could become icy. I understand that. And somebody falls, that's on me?
According to some people, but then other people are saying you are totally responsible if somebody falls, you have to shovel. Other people saying you're not supposed to shovel. And then you have a comment like this. Does Westlake require homeowners to shovel sidewalks? That is the question. The response is, the city does not do a good job of clearing the snow and does not salt it after. Okay.
Okay.
216, I would love a ruling on the sidewalk. Same. I get it. I mean, we're all trying to be neighborly, and that's why you mow your yard. That's why you do these other things.
Of course.
I would love a ruling on the shoveling, and if somebody were to slip, is it better to leave the snow on the side? I can't believe that would be true, but who knows? Maybe somebody in insurance. There's got to be somebody that
knows.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll address that next, huh? Finishing up a community crisis.
People asking in the Westlake community Facebook page, are you responsible for shoveling your sidewalks or not? With many mixed opinions and reviews answering the question. Some saying it's a definitive answer. I don't know. I don't know if you're supposed to or not.
If you think
I'm really
giving any advice, I don't know. I just know that I snow blow and shovel mine. That's all you.
Right. Right? I mean, whatever. Yeah, but then some people are saying if you do that, then you are responsible if somebody gets injured. If you don't do it and you leave it as is, then it's not your responsibility. I don't know the real answer.
Dale wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Dale.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a law on the books that you own the sidewalk. You're responsible for it. If you're a homeowner, you're responsible for it. You do it out of courtesy. I don't think anybody can sue you for falling on it, but you are responsible for, I think, replacing parts of it. If your tree heaves it up and everything, you'd have to look at the laws. I don't think they can sue you if they fall.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.